We are talking here with Craig Lynch, of course, the head football coach for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Craig, I almost wanted to introduce you as the new head coach you are, but you're new this year back with the program. Last year you were an assistant, but a longtime head coach there, so welcome back, I guess. Appreciate you joining us here today.
You bet. Always like talking to you, Jeff. Glad to be back.
Craig, let's talk a little bit about it. Last year you were an assistant with this program, this year back as the head coach. What's the transition like been for you, and did everything kind of just fall back into place for you a little bit?
Oh, I think so. I mean, really, last year, I don't even know. I'd call myself more an advisor, probably. I was kind of in and out, just trying to add, you know, some extra guidance or some extra experience at that time. Now, just kind of rolling back in, it feels comfortable. This group of seniors, I believe, were freshmen.
Yep.
My last year being head coach, and it's really been surprising to me, but credit to them, just kind of how much they remember what we did with the system or how practices worked, or, you know, just kind of how the operations of things have gone. But it's been a pretty smooth transition back.
Wildcat's going to be very familiar with the system that you're going to use going back to what you did before, also bringing back the coaching staff the way it sounds.
Yeah, well, Coach Prescott's back, and he never left. He's always been there, and Coach Johnson has come back also, so we also have Nick Sklenar volunteering to help us, so really happy with that and with that staff, and having Dave and BJ there as experienced as they are is something I really need in this role with being a superintendent. Sometimes there's things that just take precedence to even being out in the practice field, and talk about two people, and add Nick now, that you're comfortable with just saying that this is what I got to do and turning practice over to them. It's no problem. They know what they're doing, and it runs just like clockwork.
What's the focus been like so far through camp and now here through the early part of practice?
Oh, really good. I've been super happy with the kids. You know, they're hungry to be successful. They're working hard. Their attitude's been great. Concentration level's been outstanding. You know, they're learning again, and they're learning some new stuff, and we're trying to give it to them slow and give them a lot of reps and give them an opportunity to be successful. But the start from the kids, I couldn't be any happier with that.
Coach, you guys are going to want to be physical and run the football. Are you going to have a featured back this year, or do you have maybe a stable of guys that will be able to give you different looks at that running back position?
I think we got a group that can really do it. And, you know, we haven't strapped pads on yet, so I haven't seen a lot of these guys in shoulder pads for a long time, and that'll really make a determination. But we're probably going to have a group of guys back there that we'll be able to run the ball and run the ball in different ways. You know, obviously we're going to bring back some of our old stuff because that's what we know, and that's what we know as coaches, and that's what we've had success with. But you know, we'll have a few new wrinkles in there too, that you know, the eight-player game has changed a little bit, and everybody kind of spreads you out a lot more than they used to, and we figure we got to have some of that element too, to make sure we diversify our offense a little bit. So, you know, when we go to do that, then that may have even a different look in the backfield. But we got some kids back from last year that were back there, you know, that I'm sure are going to step in. You know, John Whitford and Ethan Oberding, Jackson Sklenar, Emmett Snyder, those guys have all been back there, and we have some other kids have joined us now and are looking to push for some time, and I guess time will tell with what that looks like personnel-wise, but that'll be our idea going in.
Who's battling for the quarterback job right now?
John's played a lot of quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's looked really good in camp. I've had Ethan Oberding working there a little bit, knowing he can be, you know, kind of a little diversification option, and he's had good practice. Colby Wallace is a sophomore that has looked really, really solid too. So he had a lot of JV time last year there, and he's grown quite a bit. So, you know, that's been a good and healthy competition. So I'm pretty happy with what I've seen from all three of those guys.
How do you feel like you guys look up front?
Good. I mean, we've got some size, definitely, and we've got a ton of experience. Charles Schoen been playing since he's a freshman, and, you know, he's coming as a junior, and, you know, Wade Hunter's been there, played all last year, played some as a freshman, and he's sitting there as a junior. Kyler Eichheit will be a senior that will kind of anchor that line with his size. And, you know, we've got to kind of find a couple of ends. We've got some juniors and some sophomores working it in. But we'll have good size, and I promise you we'll be physical. I know that.
29 to 30 guys out is what you're anticipating this year and what's been at practice so far. You going to be able to give guys some time off on defense, or will most of these guys have to play both ways?
Some of the guys have to play both ways. But I, looking right now, I do think we have the ability to create some depth to get them off the field, and that's huge in eight-player football. Even if a guy's starting both ways, you got to have some opportunities to get them off the field at times. Even when you look for depth and special teams and stuff like that, I think that's important. And there'll be some of them that'll be out there virtually every play. There'll be other guys that we should be able to rotate a little bit offensively and defensively.
Who are some of the guys that maybe we'll see on the defensive side of the ball that may not be in that picture for lots of reps on the offensive side?
I don't know yet. I really don't. That's kind of hard to tell. Defense is really all based upon padding it up. We got to see who's going to be physical. But I know, you know, we got a lot of depth in juniors and a lot of kids that can play a lot positions, as well as at the sophomore level, we have quite a few that can, you know, are pretty diverse, can play a lot of positions. So they got a chance to earn that time, and we'll see if they get it earned here. They got about a week and a half, and we'll find out.
You've always had a lot of success with special teams. How has the special teams looked so far here in fall practice?
Good, and we're spending a lot of time on them. I do think they're important. I'll be the first to tell you when special teams time comes in practice, I step away. That's Coach Prescott's baby. We'll help him with him. But Dave's taken care of special teams for years for me. He takes a lot of pride in it, and that shows, because historically they've been very successful. And now when you don't have pads on, that's a great time to really get a lot of reps and those type of things. And that's what we spent a lot of time in camp doing. We spent a lot of time the last couple of days before we strap it up working a lot of those things. So you're always trying to find a good kicker and a good punter and have solid return teams, and we spent a lot of time doing that already.
Coach, you guys open up on a Saturday this year again, getting a chance to play down at Valley against Coon Rapids Baird. I know you were down there last year. How much will that help? Not everybody wide-eyed when they walk into that facility.
So, yeah, the newness will be gone a little bit, which is good. They'll have some familiarity with it, which I think is a positive. You know, even the surface and the turf, just having an idea of how it plays and what shoes to wear even, and things like that. That I think the kids would be a lot more comfortable knowing those things. And, you know, they'll be excited. It'll be a special trip for them, and it's a great way to kick off the year. But I think familiarity will really help this year, because it really is. It's different. It's a different atmosphere, and it's even a very different playing surface. So having experience on it is helpful.
What do you think of the district this year? How do you feel it breaks down?
The one thing of being really away from it for 2 years is that's the kind of stuff you just don't look at, right? You don't look at the other teams.
Yep.
Near as much as you used to. So, you know me, for a lot of years I concentrate on us and try not to worry about the other teams, figuring we take care of ourselves and it all works out the way it should work out. But you can't go into this not thinking that, you know, Remsen St. Mary's is going to be good. They're always good. No Fonda is going to be good. They're always good. They're very good programs. Obviously, from last year, it looks like Kingsley Pearson's had some talent going through. So I don't know what they have back for sure. I don't know what any of them have back for sure right now. But if I was a betting guy, you know, I'd look at those top two of being the strength of the district just based upon the history of the programs.
Well, Coach, looking forward to getting to work with you again this year. Appreciate all the time here today as we take a look at the upcoming season. And looking forward to catching up with you every week again this year before your guys' games.
Should be fun. Looking forward to it, Jeff. Thanks.
You bet. Head Coach Craig Lynch again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats will step away, back with more of our high school football preview show. That's coming up right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.